Coach, congratulations. If you want to go ahead and start with your opening statement, that'd be great.
Well, it was, personally, Indiana's a great team. They fought us every game. Their defense, which I'm an offensive guy, and their defense really taught me a lesson, if you want to say that. I learned some stuff, and my hat goes off to them because they fought a hard game and they played us a tough series. But we overcame what they were doing to us. The players really executed what I was planning to do, you know, out there on offense, and it really helped us. I've never been so emotionally tired in my life. The ups and downs of this series was tough, and you really don't think things like that will affect you until you get in that situation. You know, I can't say enough about Kathy, Dee, Penny, Tangela, you know, the whole team, they all came through, and especially Kathy, who got, you know, she got injured, and I wasn't sure if she was going to be able to come back in the second half, and she came back, and boy, did she come back. It's a great win for us, great win. Great win for the city of Phoenix, great win for our organization. It's a great win.
Okay, if you have a question, please raise your hand. Bring the microphone to you.
Corey, you guys started slow again, and then that second quarter, I mean, I think you hit 11-12 in one stretch and shot 70% in the quarter. I mean, was there an adjustment there?
No. What happened, they hit a couple of shots like they've been doing in the series, and we missed a couple, and they went to the line. When a team goes to the free throw line against us, it really slows us down because the game slows down to a regular-style basketball game. And I don't know exactly how many free throws they shot the first quarter, but I know it was over 8. I'm just guessing, over 8. And that really slowed the tempo, and it's more in their favor. Second quarter, there were less free throws for them, and we got more fast-break opportunities.
Coach, just of course, you mentioned Kathy back in your life. What happened to her that she thought she could have come on the second half? And then a second question was for her.
Okay, she got hit with an elbow. I'm not sure the medical term for it. I know when she was walking off the floor, I was a little worried because she was walking like she couldn't see. And she said to me, I can't see out of my eye. I think she took her elbow to the eye socket, and it traumatized the eye. And that's why she didn't come back out. And right now the eye socket's off, it's blood, black eye. And she couldn't see when she walked by me, and I was afraid that she wouldn't come back for the rest of the game. But Kathy's my X factor. I've always called her the X factor. People always ask me why. It's because Kathy doesn't need to play in order to score points. When things go bad, we get the ball to Kathy and just get out of the way. And that's a gift that she has, and it's a gift that really helps our team.
Just talk about how Diana embraces these moments in these games. I mean, she's 0-for-3 in the first quarter, has 2 points, and then the second quarter, basically the first 6 minutes took the game over for you guys.
Well, you know, everybody's been saying, Diana, why isn't she scoring? Why isn't she scoring? It took me a little time to figure out how to get her in the right position, because that's my job, to get her in the right position in order so she can score the way she's a big-time scorer, but you have to get her in the right position. Indiana defense, the first couple of games was predicated on stopping us from using our side pick and rolls. And it took me a while to learn the lesson that instead of trying to be stubborn and fight through a situation with my offense scheme, you know, I took a step back and said, you know, use what they're doing against them. Use their strength against them. So I took the pick and roll to the middle of the floor, and we eliminated their defense. And it helped Diana tremendously.
This series has really raised the popularity of the WNBA, it seems, if you look at the television ratings and whatnot. How does the league, in your mind, capitalize on this?
Well, hopefully people saw a great series. If people who hadn't seen the WNBA before, I hope the up-tempo style of play, it really entices people to watch. I had a couple of friends of mine who had never watched WNBA before. Even when I was coaching, they didn't watch it. But after that first game of 120 points, they tuned in, and they saw that the style of play that I don't consider the WNBA. I consider them players. When I first started coaching in the WNBA, Coach Westhead, who's my mentor, who we owe this championship to him just as much as him being here right now, he told me we're going to coach the players as players, not women, players, ball players. And it's funny how they embraced it because they enjoy being treated that way. It's instead of being treated as women basketball players, we treat them as ball players, and they like a different style of play, and they can do it, as you can see.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the resiliency of this team? We hit down 2-1 to rally to win the series.
Well, again, out front, when we were getting the confetti from the top of the roof on us, I said that we have a lot of experienced players on our team, and they've been in this situation before, 2007. Of course, this is a different team and a different, you know, demeanor of our squad, but you have to remember that you can't teach experience. And they learned experience from college, Olympics, the Russian League, the European League. I have champions on my team from all those leagues and the WNBA. And it's something that you just can't say to somebody, okay, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. You have to experience it, and they've all experienced it.
Can this team repeat?
Wow. I didn't even get 30 minutes. We're going to talk to Ann Myers, who's the GM, who helps put this team together. And, of course, like every year, the teams who didn't win the championship are going to come back better. We have a couple of pieces we need to fill and make our team better. And I'll say we'll be a good team. Speechless.
Next question in the front.
What are the pieces you think you need to fill, Coach?
I think we may need another banger, someone who's down low, getting those rebounds for us. You know, we have rebounders now, but, you know, a little more height on it, a little more height, a little more strength, just to add to when we do play against people like Indiana. You know, Kanzler did her job, you know, Cole did her job, DeWanna did her job, but we need to get better at that spot. It'll just help us out. It'll get us more attempts at the basket, and the more attempts we have, the better we'll do.
Any further questions? Go Odin in the middle, please.
Coach, talk about at the end there, it wasn't just me, it wasn't just Cappy, I mean, there's Tan, DB, they all, I mean, there's several players that, when it was tied to Hayes, there's several players that still contributed. Just talk about them and that depth in the end.
Well, then again, what happened was they picked it up a little bit, they upped the pace, their strategy was to attack on the inside. And what happened was they were scoring inside, so the game slows down again. So I started calling a couple plays, which I had to, a couple plays that used Tangela in the pick and roll high for her to pop, because Cappy was going so well. When she comes off, she demanded a double team. And I told Cappy when she came off, it's to stretch the defense, and Tangela, being the veteran that she is, she hit those two big shots.
Go ahead, Seth.
Coach, talk about the series that DeWanna had in her game tonight.
Well, we were teasing DeWanna earlier, saying that she was playing like a rookie for the first time in this playoffs. She didn't play like a rookie tonight. And it really wasn't her fault. I mean, we didn't say this out to the public or to the press. She was sick. She had 102 temperature in the games in Indiana. And it wasn't that I didn't trust her to play. She was sick. She couldn't play. And we just kept that to ourselves. And she's healthy tonight. So DeWanna's real big for us. She had some big shots for us tonight. That was DeWanna we saw tonight. In Indiana, she was just sick, and she couldn't play. I mean, she tried. She tried, but she just was too weak.
We have time for one last question, if anybody has one for Coach Gaines. Go back to OB.
I just want to say congratulations on the transfer, Coach.
Thank you.